Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Field to finish, they've got you covered.
You know, Grasshopper mowers are built to last and provide superb cutting. But have you seen everything else the Grasshopper offers? Grasshopper has over 17 different models to suit your specific lawn application, from small home models to large commercial equipment. Unique features like the one-touch powerful deck lifts the deck with the use of a button for easy maintenance and storage. To see all the features of a Grasshopper mower, visit your local Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Catastrophic flooding in the Texas Hill Country is blamed for at least 24 deaths, and over 20 people are still missing. That number includes 23 girls attending a camp along the Guadalupe River. Taylor Franklin's son's attending a summer camp for boys nearby. He and his wife raced to the area.
We saw a video of a cabin that was floating, and you could see boys inside the cabin and flashlights. And we just dropped everything we were doing, threw clothes in a bag, and got in the truck and drove down here.
National Weather Service meteorologist says one river gauge saw a 22-foot rise in about 2 hours. Another holiday accident is seven people were hurt in Georgia when a boat exploded on Lake Lanier. The youngest was 5 years old. President Trump celebrated July 4th at the White House and met the deadline to sign his budget bill into law. That took place during a ceremony. This is ABC News. After a year away, the king of competitive eating returned to his throne on Friday.
Champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
A record 17th mustard belt for Joey Chestnut as he won the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in Brooklyn after missing last year's event because of a sponsorship dispute. Chestnut downed 70 and a half hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes, falling short of his own record of 76. A dynasty also continued on the women's side. Mickey Sudo won her 11th title. She ate 33 in 10 minutes. July 4th celebrations went forward in Philadelphia, even though the city's in the midst of a sanitation strike. District Council 33 President Greg Boulware said his union wants more from the city.
Calling us in a room and sitting down for hours after hours after hours when there's no dialogue going on is wasting our time.
LL Cool J canceled a planned performance at a city celebration, saying he would not cross a picket line. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. We are still looking at some warm, humid conditions across the region today, but more cloud cover as a cold front comes in from the northwest. It's currently producing a long strip of showers and thunderstorms from southern Canada through Minnesota, northwest Wisconsin, all the way down to Kansas. That should push in here by mid to late afternoon and continue into early tonight. Right now, it looks like we'll see a general half inch of rain with some localized 1 inch plus amounts where some heavier cells set up. Now, behind this front, it should be pretty comfortable, a little bit cooler and less humid starting tomorrow. More seasonal conditions throughout the week, certainly still on the warm side, but not quite as oppressive. There will be numerous chances of showers for the week ahead as well, so be sure to check in for updates. Here's that forecast for today. Partly sunny in the morning, then clouding over. Very warm and humid with a high of 87. A 70% chance of scattered thunderstorms by mid-afternoon with a southwest wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, some occasional showers and thunderstorms diminishing later, low at 66. Tomorrow, cloud cover giving way to partial sunshine. A bit cooler and less humid with a high near 82. North and northeast wind up to 10. On Monday, partly cloudy and seasonal. Low 58, high near 82 degrees. Tuesday, more humid with scattered showers and storms likely. Low 63, high about 85. Wednesday, variably cloudy and muggy, a few showers or storms possible, highs in the mid-80s. Thursday, partly sunny, warm and humid, 30% chance of a shower by Thursday night, high temperature 87. And Friday, off and on showers and storms likely, high temperature near 83 degrees. So again today, look for some morning sun, then clouding up with some storms later in the day. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Following our morning low of 69, we have moved up to our current temperature of 71 as a few more clouds begin to roll in. The high yesterday was 92, the record high in 1885 100, the record low 42 back in 1967. 1 year ago, 75 the high, 63 the low. We'll have sunset today at 8:45 p.m., sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:28. 91 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, no rain to report today, and the barometric pressure is up just a tick at 30.03. The morning low again, 69, the high yesterday, 92. Under partly cloudy skies, our current temperature is 71 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Your local Napa Auto Parts dealers in Richland Center and Boscobel have the tools you need and the savings you want. Right now, get your choice of Milwaukee half-inch socket sets for just $69.99, metric or SAE. Each set comes packed in a tough Milwaukee case and is built to last. You'll save up to 26%, but only while supplies last. Stop into Napa and Richland Center or Boscobel today and get the good stuff.
Good morning with sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. It's taken him a bit of time, but Aaron Ashby has once again found a sweet spot in the Milwaukee Brewers bullpen. The left-handed pitcher took the ball from a struggling Quinn Priester on Friday night and summarily shut down a surging Miami Marlins offense with 2 1/3 perfect innings to set the stage for a 6-5 Milwaukee win at Lone Depot Park in Miami. The Marlins, winners of 10 of 11 coming in, had scored a pair of runs to tie it at 5 apiece and chase Priester with 2 outs in the 5th inning, prompting manager Pat Murphy to call upon Ashby for a matchup with the left-handed hitting Connor Norby. Norby, who had homered the previous inning, fell behind in the count 0-2, but battled back to tie it at 2-2, and then eventually went down swinging on a changeup on the 7th pitch of the at-bat to halt Miami's momentum. The same two teams for Game 2 in the series this afternoon at 2:35 with a pregame on our sister station WRCE, AM 1450 and FM 107.7. Again, the Brewers with a 6-5 win in Miami last evening. Interleague finals from last night, Boston downed Washington 11-2. The Mets a 6-5 win over the Yankees. Seattle shut out Pittsburgh 6-0. Baltimore 3-2 over Atlanta. San Diego 3-2. The Chi Sox a 3-2 win over Colorado. Houston pounded the Dodgers 18-1. Kansas City a 9-3 winner over the Arizona Diamondbacks. And the Athletics shut down San Fran 11-2. American League Finals, Minnesota won better than Tampa Bay 4-3. Detroit doubled up on Cleveland 2-1. And Toronto with a win over the Los Angeles Angels 4-3. National League Finals, besides that Milwaukee win, Cincinnati, they picked up a win against Philadelphia 9-6. And the Cubs shut down St. Louis 11-3. WRCOFM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny skies this morning, then clouding up. Very warm, very humid, thunderstorms by mid-afternoon, a high of 87. For tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms tapering off later with a low of 66. Sunday, clouds giving way to partial sunshine, a bit cooler and a little less humid with a high of 82. Mostly clear 58 Sunday night, partly cloudy Monday and seasonal with a high of 82. And the extended outlook into Tuesday, more humid, more showers and thunderstorms, 85. And Wednesday, your midweek outlook, variably cloudy and muggy with a few showers or storms possible and a high temperature of 85 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Jody Messina on your WRCOFM Weekend Wake Up for Saturday, July 5th, 2025. 6:14, we're at 71 with Martina.
Lock up your husband, lock up your sons, lock up your whiskey cabinets, girls, lock up your guns, lock up the beauty shop, and no.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil & LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil & LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Get ready to sink your teeth into something delicious. The third annual Lions Club Rib Fest is happening Sunday, July 13th at Muscadet. It's hosted by the Avoca Blue River and Muscadet Lions Club. This mouth-watering event takes place at the Lions Shelter in Victoria Riverside Park from 11 until 2, or until sold out. For just $22, you'll enjoy a hearty slab of ribs from Soggy Bottom Barbecue of Lancaster, known all over Southwest Wisconsin for their unbeatable flavor. Every meal includes potato salad, cold slaw, beans, bread, and bottled water. Cold drinks are available at the food stand. Dine in or carry out, and while you're there, enjoy a beanbag toss, raffles, and family fun. The shelter is right by the playground and scenic trails, so bring the whole crew and make a day of it by the beautiful Wisconsin River. All proceeds benefit Lions Club scholarships and community projects. That's Sunday, July 13th at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. For details, call Mark Cup, 739-2179.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Make your own colorful mark during the 4th of July sale at Bailey Paint and Decorating in downtown Richland Center. For high-quality paint and low-quality jokes, why don't painters ever win hide-and-seek? Because they always leave a trail. Now through July 5th, top-quality Benjamin Moore paints and stains, brushes, rollers, and accessories all on sale. Whether you're painting a room or revamping your old house, Bailey's expert staff is ready to help. Hurry in before July 5th. These deals won't last long. At Bailey Paint and Decorating, downtown Richland Center. When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil & LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
Said he'd been there, I had the best time of his life.
T-Bird. Yeah, he's counting on some good odds down there in Hot Atlanta. In about 5 minutes, we will have a news update coming your way from the WRCO news team. Weather and sports as well. It's all on your weekend wake up.
I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on the finger and I gave yours a flame. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. And I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. Better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby. She walks downtown with a suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious dark-haired man. In her younger days, they called her Delta Dawn, prettiest one you ever laid eyes on. Faded rose from days gone by. And you to his mansion in the sky. Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a fade rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
Good morning, it's 6:30 and time for a news update. The forecast from Tony Schumacher for your holiday weekend, partly sunny in the morning, clouding up by the afternoon, very warm and humid, maybe a thunderstorm by mid-afternoon with a high of 87, showers, thunderstorms tapering off tonight, 66, and a bit cooler, less humid, clouds giving way to partial sunshine for your Sunday with a high of 82. Following a low of 69, our current temperature is 71.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaltCountyFair.com.
With news on WRCOFM, I'm Adam Hass. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin responded after House Republicans passed their budget bill. Quote, Republicans chose to put their super-rich friends over working families. They chose to gut Medicaid, decimate our rural hospitals, and terminate health care for 17 million Americans, including more than 250,000 Wisconsinites. They chose to take food from hungry families and raise the cost of going to the grocery store for millions more. These are choices that Donald Trump and the Republicans made because they wanted to rig our tax code for big corporations and the wealthiest people in the country, instead of listening to hardworking Wisconsin families who are looking for some relief and opportunity to save and live a comfortable life. Republicans turned their backs on them, taking away their health care and raising their costs. End quote. The Republican bill will terminate health care for 17 million Americans, including more than 250,000 in Wisconsin. Medicaid provides care for more than 1.2 million people, including 4 in 7 nursing home residents, 1 in 3 children, and 1 in 3 adults with disabilities. While over 12 million rural Americans rely on Medicaid for health care, severe cuts to Medicaid will also jeopardize rural hospitals and clinics' ability to keep their doors open. The legislation also makes the largest cut to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program in history, known as SNAP. Approximately 700,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP for food assistance. Bug experts are calling a new type of tick being found in Wisconsin a reason for concern. But they still consider Lyme disease spread by deer ticks the bigger worry. Terry Barr has more.
The number of Lyme disease cases tripled across the state during the last 10 years, and the cause of it, deer ticks, can now be found everywhere beyond the woods, including city lawns. Here's UW Insect Diagnostic Lab entomologist PJ Leash.
A tick like a deer tick transmits Lyme disease. It takes quite a while. They really need to be attached for about 36 hours, so about a day and a half before transmission can occur. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks.
The new breed is the Lone Star tick, and it spreads the alpha-gal syndrome through a bite, which is an allergy to red meat. The tick is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors at Mayo Clinic say they're just starting to see more patients with that bizarre allergy.
The Dairy Business Association, Wisconsin's leading dairy advocacy group, applauds Governor Evers and legislative leaders for their bipartisan effort to craft a budget that supports the state's dairy community. It includes additional funding and support for initiatives that align with DBA's policy priorities, ensuring dairy remains a cornerstone of Wisconsin's economy. It does this by supporting clean water initiatives with ongoing funding for county conservation grants, producer-led watershed protection grants, nitrogen optimization pilot programs, and cover crop insurance rebates. Building a lasting agricultural transportation infrastructure by continuing the Agriculture Road Improvement Program and improvements to CDL training grants. It also promotes economic support and development with additional funding for dairy processor grants, continuation of the Wisconsin Agriculture Export Programs, and the Food Security Grant Program. And it encourages dairy research and education with continued funding for the Dairy Innovation Hub. The first group of immigrants have arrived at a new detention center deep in the Florida Everglades that officials have dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. Florida Republican Attorney General James Uthmeyer said on social media Wednesday that hundreds of immigration detainees were to arrive at the center. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the facility will have a capacity of about 3,000 detainees when fully operational. The center was built in 8 days and features more than 200 security cameras, 28,000 plus feet of barbed wire, and 400 security personnel. And the area features alligators, pythons, and other dangerous wildlife. As friends and families across Wisconsin hit the trails this 4th of July weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging all ATV and UTV riders to make safety part of the celebration by choosing to ride sober. So far this year, 19 people have been killed in ATV-UTV crashes. Most of them were not wearing seatbelts or helmets, and alcohol and speed were also contributing factors. Whether you're exploring scenic backroads, cruising through the North Woods, or simply out for a day of adventure, a clear head is the best gear you can bring, followed by helmets and seatbelts. Last year, over half of all fatal ATV-UTV crashes in Wisconsin involved alcohol. Riders are also encouraged to ensure their vehicles are legal for use in Wisconsin. One of the most important things for all riders to stay safe on the trails is completing a DNR-approved safety education course. Learn more about ATV-UTV riding in Wisconsin, including how to sign up for a safety class on the DNR's ATV-UTV webpage. The 2025 Richland Center Pumpkin Fest will be held October 22nd through the 25th. Now, while it's still a few months away, the committee recently held a contest for the theme for this year's Pumpkin Fest. All Richland County grade school students, pre-K through 5th grade, were eligible to submit ideas. The winner of this year's theme contest was Elena Muller, a 3rd grader at St. Mary's School. Her winning entry was Pumpkins on the Farm. She chose it to honor the many farming families in the area. Two students were also selected and given honorable mention awards. They were Juliana Muth, a 2nd grade homeschool student with the theme Hometown, Helper Pumpkins, and Camden Pyferone, a 4th grade student at Weston with the theme Pumpkins in Disguise. And it's hard to believe, but Richland Center High School Homecoming Parade is just 3 months away. Student Council has been hard at work this summer planning one of the community's favorite traditions, and now it's time to get your group involved. Parade entry forms are officially available now, and now is the time to get your group involved. Whether you're a local business, organization, or community group, it's an opportunity to boost visibility and show your Hornet pride in front of hundreds of parade goers. Parade entry forms are available at the Richland Center Community Center, the Richland Center High School and District Offices, the Richland Observer, and WRCO-FM. Entry forms can be turned in at the RCHS or District Office. For more information, you can go to richland.k12.wi.us/departments/homecoming.cfm.
July 4th may be over, but Macy's July 4th sale is still on with everything you need to keep the vibe going all summer long. Hosting? Turn your backyard into a party destination with 40 to 50% off outdoor dining and entertaining. Beachbound? Turn heads in this season's hottest swimsuits, sundresses, and more. Get away with the kids? Superpower their summer with 25 to 60% off toys from Nerf and more. But hurry, because the sale ends tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
WRCOFM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny skies this morning, then clouding up. Very warm, very humid, thunderstorms by mid-afternoon, a high of 87. For tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms tapering off later with a low of 66. Sunday, clouds giving way to partial sunshine, a bit cooler and a little less humid with a high of 82. Mostly clear 58 Sunday night, partly cloudy Monday and seasonal with a high of 82. And the extended outlook into Tuesday, more humid, more showers and thunderstorms, 85. And Wednesday, your midweek outlook, variably cloudy and muggy with a few showers or storms possible and a high temperature of 85 degrees.
Come visit the Aikie School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
Good morning. Time for a look at sports brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. By the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services. And by members of the local Sports Boosters Club.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Good morning with Sports on WRCOFM. I'm Adam Hess. It's taken him a bit of time, but Aaron Ashby has once again found a sweet spot in the Milwaukee Brewers bullpen. The left-handed pitcher took the ball from a struggling Quinn Priester on Friday night and summarily shut down a surging Miami Marlins offense with 2 1/3 perfect innings to set the stage for a 6-5 Milwaukee win at Lone Depot Park in Miami. The Marlins, winners of 10 of 11 coming in, had scored a pair of runs to tie it at 5 apiece and chase Priester with 2 outs in the 5th inning, prompting manager Pat Murphy to call upon Ashby for a matchup with the left-handed hitting Connor Norby. Norby, who had homered the previous inning, fell behind in the count 0-2, but battled back to tie it at 2-2, and then eventually went down swinging on a changeup on the 7th pitch of the at-bat to halt Miami's momentum. The same two teams for Game 2 in the series this afternoon at 2:35 with a pregame on our sister station WRCE AM 1450 and FM 107.7. Again, the Brewers with a 6-5 win in Miami last evening. Interleague finals from last night, Boston downed Washington 11-2. The Mets a 6-5 win over the Yankees. Seattle shut out Pittsburgh 6-0. Baltimore 3-2 over Atlanta. San Diego 3, Texas 2. The Shy Sox a 3-2 win over Colorado. Houston pounded the Dodgers 18-1. Kansas City a 9-3 winner over the Arizona Diamondbacks. And the Athletics shut down San Fran 11-2. American League Finals, Minnesota won better than Tampa Bay 4-3, Detroit doubled up on Cleveland 2-1, and Toronto with a win over the Los Angeles Angels 4-3. National League Finals, besides that Milwaukee win, Cincinnati, they picked up a win against Philadelphia 9-6, and the Cubs shut down St. Louis 11-3.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Family and friends of Liverpool forward Diogo Jota and his brother are gathered at a chapel where their bodies have been brought for a wake and visitation. The Portuguese soccer player was killed in a car crash in Spain on Thursday. Jota and his brother Andre Silva were found dead near Zamora in southwestern Spain after the Lamborghini they were driving crashed on an isolated stretch of highway just after midnight and burst into flames. Their bodies were repatriated to Portugal after being identified by the family. The funerals are planned for today. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum says boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. was not arrested earlier in Mexico because of his time spent in the U.S. American authorities announced Thursday that Chavez had been detained in California for overstaying his visa and lying on a green card application. Officials say he faces deportation and charges in Mexico for arms and drug trafficking. Chavez Jr. was arrested Wednesday in Los Angeles while riding on a scooter. U.S. officials also allege ties between Chavez and the Sinaloa cartel. His visa expired in February 2024, and his green card application reportedly included fraudulent claims. Sheinbaum said Friday that, quote, the hope is that he will be deported and serve his sentence in Mexico. It might just be the best deal in all of major professional sports. Tennis fans can get a chance to watch stars such as Carlos Alcaraz compete at Center Court at Wimbledon by forking over just £15. That's about $20 at the current U.S. exchange rate. That's instead of the top price, which on Friday was nearly $220 per ticket at the stadium. The secret to saving so much cash? The official resale service. It allows anyone already on site with a ticket to sign up via the Wimbledon app for a daily lottery to get into one of the biggest three courts at a cut rate. Those spots are offered up by spectators who leave the biggest courts before play ends. The NCAA's house settlement era has launched, with athletic programs across the nation free to start paying millions of their athletes in the biggest change in the history of college athletics. It's the death of the NCAA's longstanding amateur model, certain to cause headaches and disputes among powerhouse and small-time programs alike. Scattered among them, however, is a handful of schools that have decided to wait it out at least a year and see how things develop, including legal risks and Title IX concerns. Call them the opt-outs. The deadline for schools to opt out was Monday. And the NCAA is considering a proposal to allow athletes and staff to bet on professional sports while maintaining strict bans on college sports betting. The Division I Council introduced the idea, which requires approval from Divisions II and III. The NCAA says the shift reflects the rise of legalized gambling and aims to focus enforcement on college sports integrity. Current rules already ban betting on NCAA sports with severe penalties for violations. Officials argue this approach could better address gambling issues among athletes.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
all it was. It was too late to call. Stop caring now, acting like a child. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was doing all the time, and you expect us to understand. When the shoe's on the other foot, you know that's when it hits the fan. Get over it, honey, life's a two-way street, or you won't be a man of mine. So I had some beers with the girls last night. Guys do it all the time.
McCready on your wake up.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber today. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Get ready to sink your teeth into something delicious. The third annual Lions Club Rib Fest is happening Sunday, July 13th in Muscadet. It's hosted by the Avoca Blue River and Muscadet Lions Club. This mouth-watering event takes place at the Lions Shelter in Victoria Riverside Park from 11 until 2, or until sold out. For just $22, you'll enjoy a hearty slab of ribs from Soggy Bottom Barbecue of Lancaster, known all over Southwest Wisconsin for their unbeatable flavor. Every meal includes potato salad, coleslaw, beans, bread, and bottled water. Cold drinks are available at the food stand. Dine in or carry out, and while you're there, enjoy a beanbag toss, raffles, and family fun. The shelter is right by the playground and scenic trails, so bring the whole crew and make a day of it by the beautiful Wisconsin River. All proceeds benefit Lions Club scholarships and community projects. That's Sunday, July 13th at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. For details, call Mark Cup, 739-2179.
Hey, truck and tractor pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our truck and tractor pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pull near you.
Make your own colorful mark during the 4th of July sale at Bailey Paint and Decorating in downtown Richland Center for high-quality paint and low-quality jokes. Why don't painters ever win hide-and-seek? Because they always leave a trail. Now through July 5th, top-quality Benjamin Moore paints and stains, brushes, rollers, and accessories all on sale. Whether you're painting a room or revamping your old house, Bailey's expert staff is ready to help. Hurry in before July 5th. These deals won't last long. At Bailey Paint and Decorating, downtown Richland Center.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Yeah, tell you what, she's one of my weaknesses. Dina Carter, There's No Limit. We're approaching 6:58. In 2 minutes, we'll have a news update from the ABC News Network. I'll look at your weekend forecast following that, and don't forget to look at this week in entertainment history around 7:20. Here's Dwight.
Call up, I just can't handle it this time. Call up. She knows how to rock and roll. She drives me crazy.
get hit, get on that track, take a back seat, hitchhike, to take a little long ride, on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. This thing called love. I just can't handle it. This thing called love. I must get around to it. I ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and